Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More action on the Iran nuclear accord. The United Nations Security Council is scheduling a vote for it today on a resolution endorsing the Iran nuclear deal. With all five permanent members of the Security Council involved in the marathon negotiations with Iran, the resolution's adoption is almost certain. The UN vote will come as U.S. lawmakers begin their own review of the historic deal. The Obama administration on Sunday sent a nuclear agreement to Congress. A congressional 60-day review period begins today, with some Republicans vowing to reject it. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is on his way to Israel to assess its security needs in the aftermath of last week's international historic deal with Iran. Secretary Carter will meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's called the accord a historic mistake and is asking for its rejection by the U.S. Congress. The Prime Minister spoke Sunday in the U.S. television program ABC This Week.
If this deal is supposed to make Israel and our Arab neighbors safer, why should we be compensated with anything? And furthermore, you know, how can you compensate a country, my country, against a terrorist regime that is sworn to our destruction and is going to get a path to nuclear bombs and billions of dollars to boot for its terror activities against us, against you, against everyone else?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari is on a four-day visit to Washington. He'll be holding talks with President Barack Obama. The threat posed by Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top their agenda. Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House today. The U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since May. This is VOA News.